This is Katie Whitehead-Burt dictating an office note on Robert, R-O-B-E-R-T, Adams, A-D-A-M-S. Date of birth is 5-6-50. This 62-year-old man presents with a concern that he might have gout. He thinks that he may have had a mild case of gout in the past, but nothing as severe or painful as this. He reports that about 2 days ago, he started getting some pain and redness on his left foot, particularly at the proximal joint of the great toe. He found it tolerable but painful yesterday. He has taken some acetaminophen with minimal relief. He reports that last night the pain was very severe. It was painful just to have the sheets touch his foot. He did some reading on the internet and thought that his foot looked like gout and came in to be seen. Objective, vital signs are listed. His affect is appropriate. On his left foot, he has a very red and hot joint with some redness and mild swelling along the top of his foot. He has no swelling, redness, or pain along his calf. He has good pedal pulses. Assessment, gout plan. Blood was drawn for a uric acid today. He also has lab slips that he needs other blood drawn, including a PSA ordered by Dr. Dirks, as well as LFTs and lipids ordered by JAM. He reports that he had a small amount of coffee with a small amount of cream in it today. We discuss the pros and cons of drawing all of his blood work today, since he is not truly fasting. He wanted to have it done because he didn't know when he would get to the lab to have it drawn at another time. He is aware that if it is high, he will need to get it rechecked when he's completely fasting. For the gout pain, I gave him a prescription for prednisone, 20 milligrams, 3 times 3 days, 2 times 3 days, 1 times 3 days. He will take some acetaminophen for the pain. He knows that the recommendation is no more than 3 grams in a 24-hour period. We discussed the risks of taking ibuprofen along with prednisone. I did offer him a narcotic pain reliever, and he declined. The basics of gout were reviewed. He knows to go to the emergency room if his leg gets more swollen and red rapidly, or if it extends up his leg. This is the end of the dictation on Robert Adams.